Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you bloody good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, probably my favorite episode of the week. Getting to read out some gratitudes from the beautiful, beautiful good humans in the 1% Good Club. Also speak about a little topic that I love and tell you about the guest coming up this Friday. Big thank you to our sponsors, Drinker Rapper. They just keep coming on board to sponsor this podcast and I am so grateful for them. I'll tell you what's the best thing about Drinker Rapper. For me, if I drink coffee, I get anxiety. Whereas when I drink a Rapper instead, it gives me lasting energy throughout the day, keeps my brain performing at a high level without the anxiety. It's a brain performance neuroscience drink. It's formulated by some absolute legend neuroscientists. I've had one of them on the podcast, Professor Andrew Scully, back in episode, I think 59 or 60. Absolute legend. Go learn more about the product. But if you're someone with a brain, which I'm sure if you listen to this podcast, you do have a brain, you'll probably get some benefits out of this product. It's completely proven by neuroscience that it works. Clinical studies have proved it all. So yeah, go to drinkarapper.com, pick up a drink. And yeah, give it a try. Use code GOODHUMAN and you can get a big 25% off. You can also check it out if you're ever at Coles or Woolies in the cold sort of energy drink section. They have a couple there. Look for the purple bottle. It's delicious. You're going to love it and I love it too. All right, on to today's episode. The gratitudes are just coming in hot, hot, hot. I swear to God, every single day, it seems like there's more and more members joining. I'm having close to 5 to 10 every single day, so like 50 to 70 members pretty much each week right now are joining in. So if you want to join the 1% Good Club and give 1% of your day to your mental health, send at the Good Human Factory a direct message and let me know you want to join and say, I want to join the club. You'll be added in. It's completely free. You'll get a 10-minute meditation every morning and you'll get 3 gratitudes written in by me, but then also by hundreds of people in your group every single day. So I'm going to read out a few of those gratitudes today. Number one, we have from group number 6, Stephen. Today I'm grateful for today's meditation. It was the first time I felt fully relaxed and open to one. Number 2, Harry's video, great energy. And number 3, my lawn. I've gone full dad mode at age 26. Oh, that is so nice to hear that you fully relaxed into a meditation. It does take quite a bit of time sometimes to get into that really zen, relaxed, calm state. Not first time. For most people, they'll try meditation once or twice and give up, but it's awesome to hear you're sticking to it, Stephen. And then what Stephen was relating to in Harry's vid is a great friend of mine, Harry Bink, who's an ambassador for the Good Human Factory, just got added into group number 6. And instead of writing his gratitudes, he sent in a little video with his 3 gratitudes with great energy. So I'm going to start pushing on our groups to start writing their gratitudes in video form because it was really cool to see that. So good on you, Stephen, for bringing those ones up. And thanks for sending in your gratitudes. Next, we have from group number 1, we have Jordan. I'm grateful for a meditation that was very healing. Number 2, being strong in my promise to not drink. It's so hard when people around me and the loved ones around me are drinking. And number 3, getting a whole heap done, even though I'm now very tired. Oh, I love that, Jordan. Sticking strong to taking some time off drinking, speaking my language. And then, yeah, finding a meditation that's very healing and having busy days. Love it. Good on you, Jordan. Next we have from group number 7, this is a little bit longer one, Rebecca. Today I'm grateful for having a really good holiday break with my kids and husband. Last year was tough and it was so nice to slow down and enjoy time together. Number 2, for my husband who does so much sharing the workload of parenthood. Number 3, for managing my mental health much better than I once did. As a teacher, I've been doing part-time work for the past 8 years since having my kids. I've been working 3 or 4 days for the last few years, but haven't been the start of the week teacher. I've been job sharing and generally work at the end of the week. Tomorrow's my first day in 9 years and I think I'm just as nervous as the kids. My workload has changed a little too and so far my anxiety is doing okay. I'm so grateful that I can now consciously manage my mental health using my toolkit. Oh, good on you, Rebecca. I hope your first day back goes really well. Yeah, it's really nice to hear that you've got that conscious understanding of when you need to really use those tools in your mental health toolkit. And good on you. I'm stoked that you had a nice, restful holiday period. And the last one for today is from group number 9, Lockie Carey. Lockie dates one of my younger sisters, and he's a bloody legend. I know he listens to this podcast, and I loved reading these gratitudes. So number 1, celebrating a friend's birthday with a bunch of great people. Number 2, not having to have 100 drinks to have a good time. And number 3, feeling good after not having a huge night on a Saturday night. Good on you, Lock Dog. I bloody love your work, mate. It's so nice to hear you starting to be a bit more conscious around the drinking. Hopefully the podcast maybe has inspired a little bit of that, but it's good on you for recognizing that you feel good after doing that too. So love to hear it. And yeah, good on you, Lockie. So if you want to join those club, please send out the Good Human Factory direct message. You'll get added into a group. It's completely free. Always will be. You get 30% off all Good Human Factory merch, which is a big discount, a little bit more than the podcast listeners. And yeah, you'll join a bunch of like-minded people trying to improve their mental health. All right, today's topic that I want to talk about is a bit of an interesting one. Once again, something that's just been going through my head, but you might get something out of it too. And what I've been thinking about is when I've been doing my gratitudes, kind of in my head going over, oh, I feel so blessed. Oh, I feel so lucky. And when I started to really think about feeling either blessed or lucky, it almost made me think that maybe I'm undeserved and it's a lucky thing. So what I'm trying to do now is things that I feel lucky about and blessed about, I'm trying to just really shift it to be grateful for them. Be graciously grateful that good things are happening to you in your life, and then you don't have to feel blessed or lucky. You can feel deserving by feeling grateful. And that's something that I've kind of been, yeah, really thinking about, going like, oh, instead of feeling like I'm so lucky that these things are happening to me, just being grateful that they're happening to me. And then, yeah, it feels like it's going to attract more things to my life to be grateful for. I don't know. Seems like maybe a bit of a weird one to bring up, but yeah, I've been trying to, instead of think of myself as lucky or blessed, really try and just think, you know what? I'm just so grateful these things are happening to me, and feeling a bit more deserving, because there's no point in feeling undeserving of good things happening to us. We don't need to feel like they're luck. We don't need to feel like they're blessings. We just need to take a moment, reflect, and be grateful for them. So short topic this week, but I felt like it was one that, yeah, it's been playing on my mind, and it's been giving me a few positives. So let me know if you maybe connect with that. Instead of feeling blessed next time, just try and be grateful. All right, this Friday's guest is a wild one. It is a guest that I am very grateful for the opportunity to chat to this guy. His name's Julian Petroulis, and he's good friends with Chris Soule, a previous guest on Good Humans podcast, also Alex Hayes. And he's someone that I truly respect. He's someone who has built an enormous amount of wealth. He's 31 years old, owns a $31 million penthouse over in Dubai. He's made a lot of money in investing and trading, but he also made money in some really interesting ways. Fully self-made, had no family help. He made millions of dollars as under 18 festival creator. When he was in high school, dropped out of high school at 15, created an under 18 festival, made millions of dollars, lost it all before he was 20, and then went to New York, created an app and developed a tech software that he sold for millions of dollars in his early 20s. And he swore that if he made money again, he would learn how to invest. And he did that very, very well in his early 20s, spent the money that he made from selling this company and invested very smartly. He then went on to music manage a guy by the name of Will Sinj, traveled all around the world helping grow his career, which went massive, but then his investments were making him far more money, so he put time and energy into that. Yeah, it was a really eye-opening chat, really cool to see that you can make enormous amounts of wealth without having any family support to do so. It was really eye-opening for me to understand that wealth creation comes in many different ways. I read after the podcast that there was a day that he made $40 million in a day, which is just ludicrous, obviously, in my mind. But when you're in the world of investing and in the world of generating massive wealth, it was a normal day for him. So yeah, check this episode out. Here's a little excerpt and I'll be back in a sec.
Like, I've got this scarcity built inside of me from that moment of like losing everything. So what I realized when I lost everything was that I had no understanding or appreciation for money. So if you gave me a $100 note, I could look at that and not really know what it truly meant, because I was making money so quickly. I had no real financial guidance around me, because again, I came from a poor upbringing. I didn't have anybody around me that was wealthy enough to give me these instructions or advice. And another huge factor that people take for granted today as well is that there was no information like readily available. Now you go onto YouTube, there's so many financial investments and different things that you can look up, tutorials for absolutely everything, so many books as well. And back then there was like barely anything on YouTube. So it only made sense that I lost everything. When you put my upbringing, my childhood and my surroundings, it only made sense. So I told myself if I was ever going to make money again and ever get back to the level that I was that I had before, that I was going to do the due diligence on money and how to invest and how to save and all those things. And so it built this like new appreciation and value for money and also trust. And it also gave me this scarcity factor where I'm now very worried. Even if somebody handed me $20 billion right now, I know that that could be lost overnight. It doesn't matter how much money it is. You make one wrong move and it could be gone.
All right, that was Julian Petrulis. He'll be coming out Friday. Do not miss that episode. You will absolutely love it. Big thanks to everyone who does continue to tune into this podcast. I bloody love you all. If you're enjoying it, please tell a friend. This week and the last 2 weeks have been some of the biggest listened to episodes and biggest weeks ever. And that's because you guys are sharing it. So if you haven't told a friend about it, please tell them. Make sure you go and subscribe. I'm putting out episodes on YouTube now, so go check that out. The link will be in the show notes. Also, make sure you hit that subscribe and follow button, 5 stars, all those good things. Make sure you head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, check out our merch. It is almost all sold out and we've got some very exciting stuff coming very soon. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.